Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Ron. How are you, buddy?
Morning, Ron.
Mikey, David, how are you boys doing today?
Well, I think things are much, there's a much happier tone, and there's a certain sense of relief with the Cubs and their ability to score a ton of runs on the road. And, you know, is it Nicholas Castellanos or is it Ian Happ? We have this chicken and egg dilemma.
Sure. How about that?
Yes, is the answer.
I would say Castellanos probably has made as big impact as we've seen on the Cubs this year. You know, there's something about a guy coming in who's a veteran player, who's been through a lot as a player, but, you know, was only involved with winning teams right when he got in the league, and I think he was 21 with some of the good Tiger teams, and then they kind of dismantled some of their guys, and now all of a sudden he gets, you know, thrust right into a first place team. And, you know, you can see he's playing with some fight, with a lot of fire, and he's got an old school approach to hitting. And I think that could get a little contagious on this Cubs team, and it's working.
Ron, part of that old school approach to hitting is he said on this station that he doesn't watch videotape. He doesn't want to know anything about the opposing pitcher, except for how fast does he throw and what is his out pitch. How unusual is that in your experience, and what did you like to do when you prepared for an at-bat? Were you a video guy, and do you respect guys who maybe aren't video guys?
I was a video guy, for sure. But, you know, you could have, you know, there can be, you know, information overload too, Dave, you know, at times. But to me, so what he's classifying is he's classifying what the pitcher is. And, you know, for most guys nowadays, it's that high power guy. Or are they some kind, you know, and what's their pitch? What's their out pitch? So whether it be a breaking ball, the high fastball, what is it? And then he gives it the eye test. He wants to see what they're doing in game or, you know, in warm-ups or whatever they're doing. Very old school way of doing it because you didn't have the information that there is available currently. I would use the video information if I had all that to use, just because you get to see arm angles, you get to see release points, and the more you see that, even though it's video, I think the better your eyes adjust to what you're seeing on the field and game speed. My biggest thing about Castellanos' swing is how long his barrel of the bat stays in the hitting zone, and that's why he's able to hook an off-speed pitch for a home run yesterday and then take a fastball and hit it deep and shoot it the other way. I just, to me, that is a very good way of hitting, and hopefully some of our younger guys will see some of that and maybe emulate it a little bit.
So, just out of curiosity, is what you're saying that people follow the technique of the hot hitter? Is that, I mean, it's not like guys are going to stop watching video or anything, but they are seeing the way that he is going about his business, and then that becomes sort of something you emulate?
Well, I just mean the mechanics of his swing. Now, not maybe, I think everybody needs to have their own process of how they get prepared for a ball game. And there's so much information, and a lot of the young guys are accustomed to having all this information, so I would say stick with it. You know, the more information you got, the better, the more informed you are. And I got no problem with having as much information as possible. The problem is taking that information and putting it into a game plan and then executing the game plan. Well, the execution of the game plan for Castellanos is pretty simplified. I know how hard he's throwing. I know when I got to get ready and get set. I know what his breaking ball is or what his out pitch is. And now I'm just going about it, and I'm going to try to hit a line drive somewhere and probably aim for the middle, and then whatever happens, happens. And that's kind of the approach that I'm seeing from him. And he's been right on the money. I mean, this guy's really been good.
Ron, the other hot hitter is Ian Happ. And I think when you look at what he's done at Great American Ballpark in his career, in 15 games, he's hit .404 with 6 home runs and 12 runs batted in. And last night again, and I heard you guys talking, you and Pat, and I think it was interesting. You kind of traced his success to that Grand Slam, and you kind of pointed out the fact that he, after that, whether it was confidence, whether it was reinforcement of a mechanic, whatever it was, did his hot streak begin with that? And can you build off one at bat that way?
I think you can. I think confidence is a crazy thing, and success right after that, you know, can definitely be linked to, you know, doing something big to help the team, and, you know, just him feeling good about, you know, participating in the big leagues again, and then, you know, contributing to a win in a big game. The other thing too is I really believe the mechanics of what he's doing has changed also. If you watch last night's game, not one time in the game last night did he chase a high fastball. Not once. And every ball he's hit that he's hit well has been down. And almost anywhere from the thighs all the way down to below his knees. That's his swing path. That's where he has to do his damage. If he's chasing high fastballs, he's going to be in trouble. So what you're going to see from Cincinnati tonight with Bauer is, I would guess he's going to be in the lineup, is you're going to see a lot of high fastballs. And if he doesn't chase them, he's going to force pitching come down to him. And if he does, the way he's swinging right now, he'll do damage again.
Ron, we talked about Jonathan LaCroix getting 3 hits in his Cubs debut, and certainly signing a guy with his kind of background, being able to get a DFA'd guy at this point in the season when Wilson Contreras goes down after the trade deadline, what a gift, and what an example of the way that this organization is doing everything possible to stay competitive and to give this team an advantage.
Well, it is, you know, to be able to go out and make moves that they've made through the years. I mean, this isn't the first year that that's been the case. You know, and Mr. Ricketts giving Theo the opportunity. I know, you know, that wasn't the case going into the season, that they had felt like they'd kind of, you know, tapped out on that's what they wanted the payroll to be. And now that we're at the deadline, or we were at the deadline, and, you know, to be able to make some adjustments and you know, the few missing pieces or parts of the puzzle that they felt they needed to add, you know, Tom was willing to do some things and do that. And, you know, the Theo has pulled the right levers with some of these guys that he's brought in. The LaCroix thing, you know, it was amazing. You saw him get DFA'd, and it was like the next day Contreras got hurt. But Maldonado had been traded 2 days before that. Right. And you're just like, oh, my. And I remember instantly going into Joe's office that day, the next morning after Contreras' injury, and I'm like, did he clear waivers yet? He goes, it's happening right now. We'll see. And we didn't even have to mention the guy's name. I'm like, do we got him? Are we getting him yet? And, you know, the one thing about, you know, being in Joe's office, I'm not in the scoop business, you know. I'm in the, God, I hope we get a guy and we can win, and then I can talk about it on the air business, you know. So it was pretty funny. Yeah, we didn't even need to mention his name, and then a couple days later, it all worked out, so that was pretty good.
Ron, a lot of attention paid the success that Jason Hayward has had leading off, but I think that kind of overlooks the fact that Kyle Schwarber benefits from moving down in the order in a run-producing role and maybe a spot in the lineup. I also have heard you talk about his adjustment and maybe the way he's going to the opposite field more often or more willingly. How big of an impact has that had, and what do you think about him batting lower in the lineup?
I love it. I think that fits him much better. It's been the place that he's hit probably all his life. He's never hit leadoff. There's not many linebackers that hit leadoff. So, you know, for him to hit third, fourth, fifth, you know, even sixth because of a Cubs lineup, that probably fits his eye a little better. But the Cubs were in a situation. They just didn't have a leadoff guy. Nothing even remotely close to that scenario, and Joe really didn't want to do that with Hayward because he was doing, you know, as well as he's done as a Cub. And finally it got to the point where Kyle was struggling in that spot, and I know just in conversation with Joe, you know, that was the last resort was Hayward. And he, you know, he had a conversation with Hayward after a night game and just, you know, and asked him about it. And Jay was all for it. So, you know, once again, Hayward's professionalism and saying, hey, you know, give me a chance. Don't expect miracles the first day, but, you know, give me a chance and I'll do it. He was all in, and it's worked out really well, really well. Jay's done a great job out of the leadoff spot.
Ron, we'll let you go just on the way out. If you got to protect the lead today, I know it's closer by committee, but who's in your circle of trust?
I would say Wick is going to be a guy that is going to probably get that chance here soon. I know Joe is building confidence by the second every time that young guy gets out on the mound, so he's a possibility. And then you're going to go back to C-Shack. And you know who else is just – there's a certain calmness about Kyle Ryan. He has some funk in his delivery, so he really throws way across his body, which as a right-handed hitter and somebody who did really well against left-handed pitching, that's how I stayed in the game, he hides the ball really well from the right-handed hitter because of him throwing across his body. So that inside fastball works. It would not surprise me at all if you see, you know, the normal C-Shack and then as Stropey gets a little gets his legs underneath him a little bit after coming off the IL. But Kyle Ryan's another guy that Joe really has a lot of confidence in. It's going to be straight committee for a while. It's not going to be a designated closer until Kimbrel gets back.
Thank you, Ron. Great stuff. Great catching up with you.
Have a good weekend, Ron.
Boys, have a good weekend. We're going to spend it here in beautiful Cincinnati.
Enjoy it.
Lucky you. We're stuck in Chicago.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.